And it's time to do the birthday scam. We're going to call up Cindy. She's been hiding a kitty in her apartment.
This is Cindy.
Hello, Cindy. This is John from the... How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you.
A problem has come up regarding your apartment. We've just discovered that you have a kitten.
Oh, I just got it, I think about 2 days ago.
Were you not planning to inform us about that?
Well, I have. Well, it's been a very busy week. I've been out of town this weekend and just got him Sunday. So I have no idea how much the pet deposit is, but I have no problem with paying that.
Well, the pet deposit is $300.
Okay.
And plus there's a 15-day, you're charged $15 a day for every day that you have the animal in.
Okay.
My information is you've had the animal for a lot longer than that.
I don't know where that information came from.
Your neighbors have heard meowing for a while. And it has just taken us a while to track down where it is.
I don't see how that's possible. It's not coming from my, or wasn't coming from my apartment. And
well, I had it about 20 days ago was when I got the first complaint. So I'm going to be forced to charge you $15 a day for 20 days. That's another $300.
That's impossible.
Well, look, you're the one who snuck the animal in anyway. Okay, so
don't turn it
around on me.
I did not do that.
So it'll be a $300 deposit. Another $300 for the $15 day fine. That's a total of $600. I'm gonna, and if I can get that today, I'll let you keep the kitten.
Otherwise,
I'll have to confiscate the animal. I'm in your unit right now, by the way. Cindy?
Yes, I'm here.
I found the kitten in here this morning. I have it right now. And I think what I'll do is I'll just hold on to the thing until I get my money. And
I should have to pay for money for days he wasn't there.
Where's the food? Where do you keep the food at?
In the closet.
Okay. I'll find that. Which closet?
The pantry.
Okay. Do you mind if I take some of that just so I'll have something to feed it?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Maybe I should look around a little bit more, too, and see what else you have in here.
You could do that because there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any drugs in here?
Absolutely not.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you snuck a cat in here. God knows what else you've been up to.
That is not that either. You cannot liken the two.
I see no difference, really. I see someone who has misled us, a person who smuggled an animal in. Who knows what else you're smuggling?
I don't think you should make accusations like that when you don't know anything about me.
Well, I'm going to find out a little bit about you here when I go through your stuff. I'm looking at your medicine cabinet right now.
That's fine.
Okay, I don't see anything here. Let's go into the bedroom. Look through your clothing here. It's kind of messy in here.
There are a few pieces of clothing on the floor.
Kind of an odor, too. You're not a very neat person, are you?
You can keep saying these things if you'd like to hurt me. That's fine. You don't know me, and I can't be angry with you for that.
Whoa. What have we here? Pretty nice underwear. You mind if I try these on?
Who?
I just love the way women's underwear feel. I just have a free kind of feeling when I wear them like this.
Who are you?
Do you have a hamper I should put these in when I'm done with them? Or?
Who are you?
I'm your apartment manager, and I'm wearing your underwear.
My boyfriend is so dead. Oh, my God. He is so going to die.
Happy birthday, Cindy.
Oh, thank you.
It's Dean and Raj in the birthday scam.
On behalf of...
Damon wanted us to call you.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
This is your boyfriend?
Yes, and he is definitely going to die.